Okay, I'm here now with special teams coordinator Danny Smith. A couple of weeks ago, Mike Tomlin said at his news conference that he had challenged Chris Boswell to make some 50-plus yard field goals. And since then, Boswell has made a couple of those, including a 53-yarder at Heinz Field. How does that challenge work?
Well, I mean, you've got to practice those things. You know, you really do. You got to put him in those situations and practice them. And nothing's too big for this guy. And so we just added more, practiced it, worked it. You know, it becomes a mindset. It's a lot of technique involved with the operation and things like that. But it's just a matter of emphasis, I guess, is a better word to put on it.
You mentioned, you know, practicing and the preparation that goes in, you know, for a particular game each week. What's involved in a typical week of preparation for a place kicker?
Well, you know, I mean, you got a game plan, first of all, on kickoff. You know, where you're going to put the ball, how you're going to put it. You know, you talk about hang time, you talk about placement, you talk about distance. You know, who you're playing, what kind of returns they got, what direction they're going in, all those scenarios and situations. So he's got to be ready for that. I call it a kicker with game. There's a lot of strong leg guys out there riding around these neighborhoods that think they can kick, okay? And there's a lot more to it than just putting a ball on a tee and kicking it. The next thing, you know, with the field goal stuff, and what separates these guys is execution under pressure. It really does. It's what separates, you know, these athletes that play in all these major sports at this caliber, at this level, in our case, you know, with the football team. So it's just a matter of those kind of guys, execution under pressure. Now you take an operation, you take the snap, the hold, the kick, timing, footwork, you know, all those things. It's a big deal. It's a real big deal.
When a guy's going good and he's going good, I mean, do you a lot of times in baseball, they'll watch the motion, a hitter watches swing and, you know, go over with them and that kind of stuff. Do you do that with a kicker or do you just leave him alone?
It all depends who your kicker is, you know, to tell you the truth. And Boz and I have a great relationship, and Boz and I have different things, and you know, that we go through week in and week out, you know. And we met on it this morning, as a matter of fact. And, you know, we evaluate things and what we could do here, what we could do there, look at this, look at that. So it all depends who your kicker is, you know, and his mindset. And this kid has a great mindset, and we have a great relationship. And so there's a lot of communication between us involved in everything on a daily basis.
Can you simulate pressure in practice?
Well, you can. You know, it's not the same as a game. And I give you an example, you know, again, about, you know, we see these halftime shows with guys, a half-court shot in basketball, you know, a guy throwing a ball through a hoop at the Super Bowl. You know those people work their butts off on that stuff at home, in the Y, in the gym, or wherever. And then they get in front of all these people, you know, and they throw it up there like they never touched a football before, or throw it up there like they never, you know, reached a foul line, you know, with the shot. When you know they made some, they were close on some. And it's all about that execution under pressure in that moment. So we do simulate that, but there's nothing like it in a game-time situation.
Does Juju go back to returning kickoff Sunday now?
We'll work a bunch of guys there, you know. I mean, he was there originally, and, you know, he'll continue to work there. To be honest with you, I'm not being evasive in the question. We hadn't practiced it yet this week. It's Wednesday morning. We hit it on Thursdays and Fridays, so we'll put a number of guys back there and make a decision on who that'll be, but he will definitely be in the mix.
When you watched the film of the Ravens game, what were some of the mistakes made on kickoff?
Well, it's simply a judgment. I mean, it's simply a judgment. I mean, we've got to field the damn football. I mean, it's real simple. We got to field the ball, number one. You know, the ball's on the ground in a kickoff situation is not good, and we simply have got to field the football.
Besides the Patriots' place kicker, everybody knows about him, Gostkowski, and their punter. Who are some of the guys to keep an eye on in Sunday's game in terms of either returning or making plays in coverage?
You know, to tell you the truth, you know, I try to avoid those kind of questions because you always leave somebody out and it's fuel for the fire. And, you know, their special team coach don't even know who I is and a guy who I am, and the guy comes in and makes three tackles. So to be honest with you, I don't really, you know, they got a good football team. They're well coached. They're very good. Their special teams are solid. They got a lot of players. They got a division of labor for each one of those players. Everybody's doing their job. They got a bunch of guys that we got to do a good job against this week.
I did notice, though, that Amendola is ranked, I think, fifth in the conference in punt returns. What makes him good at
it? He's excellent. I mean, you know, he's very skillful. He's very confident. He's got great quickness. And he's a threat every time he gets the ball in his hands, whether it be as a receiver, as I watch, or whether it be as a returner. I mean, the kid has been productive over a number of years, and those ones that do it over a consistent period of time are good players. And he's a damn good football player, and we go on our hands full defending him.
Good luck Sunday.
Thank you.